An often overlooked function is that the university can also be a pretty strong component of the area economy. The last time we did a formal study of the impact was 1986, and that's 26 years ago, you know, more than a quarter of a century.
How much has the university grown in that time?
We've grown dramatically. In the early 90s, we had an impact on the order of about $500 million in an eight-county area in southeastern North Carolina. And we estimate that in 2011, 2012, the impact is just south of $1.1 billion. So it's conceivably more than doubled.
You're saying the economic impact that UNCW has on the greater Wilmington area in 1 year is $1.1 billion.
Just south of $1.1 billion. Now, I need to qualify that. Some of that impact includes one-time impacts. If we have construction underway, if we have renovation underway, once those projects are completed, the impact dissipates. But the calendar year 2012 was not a real big year for construction. So in context, even though we're adding something that only has one-time impacts, we had larger impacts of construction in the past than we currently have.
What are the major components of that billion-plus dollar impact?
Well, the largest component is UNCW spending itself. The second largest component is faculty and staff spending. The third component is student spending. And we find that about 5% of total economic activity, that number 1.1 billion, it's about 5% of total economic activity in the eight-county region.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Dr. Woody Hall, who is a senior economist at UNCW's Swain Center for Business and Economic Services and at the Cameron School of Business. He's also a professor of economics. Dr. Hall has just completed a study on the economic impact of UNCW on the greater Wilmington area, the eight-county area. Dr. Hall, you talked about spending. Is there a significant local tax impact?
If you look at property tax considerations, this is another telling number. It would take 16,000 households with an average household value of $150,000 to contribute the collections to county property tax collections that the University of North Carolina Wilmington contributed during the academic year 2011-2012.
Can you compare that impact to other big forces in the area? And does it dwarf all those other forces?
It puts us probably in the largest 10. Obviously, the public school system has a larger impact than UNC Wilmington. And I would also suggest that maybe medical operations, medical facilities would have a larger impact. In dollar amounts, you may have certain manufacturing facilities that have as large, if not a larger, impact. But I think we are among the largest 10 in the eight-county region.
Is there anything else that you found particularly remarkable or unexpected as you started to collect the data and analyze it?
There is another component of the study, which has yet to be finalized. It's looking at the impact on residential real estate values.
We'll look forward to hearing about that when it's complete. Dr. Hall, thank you so much for joining us today.